What you doing that's so important on that phone of yours, baby? I don't think scrolling Reddit is really a productive use of your time. The only thing you've done in the hour we've been in bed together is scroll on that silly little glowing box. You let out a little chuckle here and there, but it's mostly just sighs as I hear your fingers pressing the buttons. It doesn't seem like you're having too much fun, sweetie. Why don't you put it down? There's better things you could be paying attention to. Come now. You know scrolling this late at night only turns into one thing. Doom scrolling. Soon you're not going to be able to put your phone down because you're feeling so anxious and need to see the next thing. It's not good for your brain, baby. Listen to mommy. Put the phone down. I'm only trying to help. You're going to turn your head to mush at this rate, sweet pea. I know you're comfortable lying against me, but that doesn't mean you have to keep scrolling. You can put your phone down and actually enjoy the moment. You don't always have to have a screen in front of you. That is, unless you want to turn into an iPad kid. Breathing in mommy's strawberry perfume. You still have yet to put it down. You're starting to hurt my feelings, baby. Are my kisses not enough? Am I going to have to pull out the big guns? Physically shifting my weight to your lap. Now if you look at your phone, you're going to see me in the background. You know, at this point, you're just ignoring me because you want to see how long you can go before you break. I'm going to get you to crack, sweetie. Mommy always wins. Really trying your best to ignore the fact that I'm shirtless now. Can see my nipples hardening in your peripheral as you try your best to keep scrolling on your phone. You pitched me against your glowing electronic brick, and it seems that I'm finally starting to win. Feeling mommy get more turned on the longer she's on top of you. Looks so pretty when you have to look up at me. Such a helpless look painted across your sweet face. The slightest movement of my hands is enough to make my breast jiggle. And yet, you still try to keep your focus on the phone, happily melting your brain away. You know, too much screen time isn't healthy for you, baby. There's so much more fun things to be had with analog entertainment. Not willing to take no for an answer. You feel me grip your chin and tilt your head upwards. Mommy wants a proper taste, sweetie. Oh, yes, that's what I was hoping for. No more phone. You let it drop lifelessly to the bed as you reach up to squeeze my tits. Yes, that's what I've been hoping for this entire time. Your warm hands against my soft breasts, instantly starting to need them. Your eagerness is adorable, little one. Denied yourself too long, huh? Only person who told you that you couldn't touch was yourself. Were you trying to prove a point, baby? And what point was that exactly? That you couldn't control yourself? That you didn't need mommy? You put up such a valiant fight, trying to keep your focus. But at the end of the day, mommy is always going to be better than whatever is on your screen. Something that's 2D can't compete with the real thing. You can look at a girl through the screen, but you're not going to feel her tits for yourself. You're not going to be able to squeeze her ass or taste her cunt. I mean, it was only a matter of time before you gave in, sweetie. You pretend to have more willpower than you actually do. Try to say you're stronger than you really are. But at the end of the day, you're a human just like me. You're always going to give in and give mommy what she wants. Taste absolutely delicious, little one. Don't think anyone else could be able to take care of you like mommy does. Why don't you open your mouth for me? Oh, very good. Now stick out your tongue. Now close your mouth and swallow. Fuck. You're fucking perfect. Too many clothes in the way. Should have undressed with me, but someone was too busy trying to take a stand. Did you ever make your point, sweetie? Didn't think so. You're always going to give in to me. You can't help yourself. Mommy's who you're weak for, baby. How it's supposed to be. Mm. What's in this that I'm feeling? Love feeling just how badly you need me, baby. It's one thing to hear it, but it's an entirely different experience to have the evidence on my hand. One little touch, and you've left behind such a wet mess. Another sign that you can't take care of yourself without mommy. You're so lucky to have me, little one. Don't know where you would be without mommy in your life. Probably wandering the streets, all lost and confused. You need someone like mommy to tell you what to do. It's not like you can make a good decision for yourself. If I weren't sitting on your lap, you would still be doom-scrolling on Reddit, trying to find something to take your mind off of the world before bed. Completely forgot about the best distraction of all. Sex. Mommy feels better than anything a phone could tell you, doesn't she? Guess I'm just going to have to prove it. Oh my god. Fuck. God, how perfectly you fill me up for a second there, little one. Can feel my pussy stretch around your cock as my thighs start to bounce. Keep your eyes on me, sweetie. There's nothing more interesting than mommy right now. I want you to look at my pussy. Watch as I swallow every inch. Oh, fucking yes. Taking your perfect cock all the way with every bounce. Can't help but moan as you feel me clenching around you. Your hands reach up to hold onto my breasts as they bounce with the bass. Taking a handful of my perky tits. You can't help but squeeze them. Feeling my cunt clench around you. Oh, fuck. Love how you feel inside me, stretching my pussy out just right. You try to buck your hips up, try to fuck me deeper, but you can't. Not with how I'm pinning you down. My weight keeping you in place. Oh, yeah. Yes, that's it, little one. Starting to make mommy feel really good. Don't even notice as my own hand starts to play with my glitz. One hand braced against your chest, the other playing with my... And yet... You can't tear your eyes from my jiggling tits. It's almost hypnotic for you as you try your best to keep focus. Mommy knows how hard that is for you, baby. That's why you're always on your phone. You can't have a single thought of your own, or else you start to panic. And that's why it's better to let mommy in charge. You don't have to make a decision for yourself. Don't even have the option to make choices. Just get to lay back as mommy fucks you. The bed creaking underneath us. Who fucking cares if the neighbors can hear? Let them know how good I make you feel. After all, mommy does everything for you and you don't question it. It's not your place. Your place is underneath me, taking what you're given. Make mommy feel good with that cock of yours. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, that's right. That feels nice. Don't stop. Fucking right up into my G-spot. Pushing mommy closer. Oh, that's it. That's so good, baby. Please. Oh, please don't stop. Eyes on me, sleepy. Mommy wants to see your face. Wants to watch your reactions. Oh, so obedient. That's what I like to see. Now repeat after me. Say, mommy knows best. Very good. Say it again. Now keep repeating it. Can be out loud, in your head, under your breath, it doesn't matter. That's your new mantra, little one. You feel yourself wanting to question something you don't. You think better of it. You put all your trust into me because mommy knows best. That's why my pussy feels so fucking good. You try your best to help mommy, but really all you can do is take what you're given. It's okay, sweetie. Mommy knows that you're pathetic. That's how you ended up in this position. The closer you get, the more desperate you become. The more desperate you get, the more pathetic you are. Just listen to you. The sounds that keep coming out of your mouth. You're not even aware of how close you are. Just enjoying how my pussy keeps working your cock. Swallowing inch after inch. Not giving you even a second of reprieve. It's almost too much for a little thing like you. Oh, yes. It's okay, baby. You don't have a choice. You're going to behave. You're going to be good, and you're going to come when you're told. It doesn't matter how good you're feeling right now, or how badly you want to let go. You're gonna listen to mommy. Mommy's pleasure is always more important than yours. You feeling good? It's a side effect of me fucking you. Not the reason I'm doing it. It just so happens that your cock feels so good and fills me up perfectly. Oh, it just fits so fucking right. No one else could compete. I mean, where else would I find such an obedient sweepy with such a perfect cock? Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, that's right. Oh, you watch in amazement as my own hand speeds up. playing with my own clip faster. You try to buck up into me to meet my bounces, but it just proves futile. Not. Fuck. You made me lose my train of thought there for a second. Oh, feels so good. What I was going to say was, you're not really good for much. That's why mommy's the one in charge. You trust me to make all your decisions because you never make the right calls for yourself. That's why I'm riding you, feeling my own need grow around you. Can't help but moan at every twitch of my pussy around you. Tightening and untightening. You just never know what you're going to be greeted with next. It would be too much for anyone else, but not you. You take whatever your wife gives you. That's why you're the only one I want. I don't need anyone but you, sweetie. You always make mommy feel so good, even if you don't realize it. Yeah, that's the spot. Yeah, getting closer. You want to show me how good you can be and make me come, don't ya? It's cute that you thought that there was an option for you to come without me. It just shows me that you really do need me. You don't know anything ever, do you? You only know what mommy tells you. Only do what you're guided to do. You really are helpless without me. Oh, it's all right, baby. No reason to be upset about it. It's just who you are. Oh, fuck right there. Oh, yes. Teetering on the edge. Trying your best to not come inside me. You know better than to let go without permission. You want to show off how good you can be for mommy. Can feel how close you are, sweetie. Oh, yes, I can. Thighs stretching underneath me as you hold up to my breast. Oh, yes, continuing to tease my nipples. I'm so fucking close, little one. You want to come too, don't you? Then do it, baby. You've earned this. Oh, you deserve it, little one. Come on, show mommy how grateful you are for this and come for me. You can do it. Let go and come. Come with mommy. Told you that I was better than anything that pathetic phone of yours could produce. And just what do you think we're doing? We are not going back on our phone. Did you think you get to go back on it just because we finished? You put it down for the night, whether you knew it or not, baby. You can put it on the charger, but there's better things we could be doing besides just scrolling on our phones. How about if I sweeten the deal? You stay off your phone for the rest of the night, and I'll let you be the little spoon. Never going to say no to being held. Here, I just need to get under the covers so that we can be all nice and warm. Without our clothes on, things are going to get really chilly really fast. Now come here. I've got all this space in front of me and no one to hold. You comfy? That's good, sweet pea. Thank you for doing this for me. I know it might seem a little crazy of me to want you to put your phone down, but I just want to spend some quality time with you. Absolutely no interruptions, you know? It's not something we can do a lot. Usually one of us is doing something and the other can't really interrupt. Getting to spend time like this is actually pretty rare for us. Mommy just wants to take some time to appreciate everything that we have. How lucky to love and be loved in return. It's the best gift anyone could offer. I truly don't know what I did to deserve you, sweet pea. It's like we were made for each other. The way you fit so perfectly into my arms, mold just right to my body. Even our personalities go together. Me without you is like peanut butter without jelly. It just doesn't make sense. Mommy loves any excuse to take care of you and dote on you, but you knew that already. It's just how I show my love. Don't want you to have to worry about anything. Just let me do all the hard work and you can relax and be cute. You have more important things to worry about, like having fun or making mommy laugh or something. That's the only thing you should have to worry about. You're too sweet to have any other care. Everything else just doesn't matter. It's you and me, little one. How it's always going to be. Mommy is always going to love you. You have my heart. You made a U-shaped hole in it, and now there's no one else that could possibly fill it but you. You're one of a kind. I wish you weren't. If more people were like you, the world would be a better place. You're one of the most genuine people I have ever come across. You're sensitive, emotionally intelligent. Sometimes you wear your heart on your sleeve, but that's not really a bad thing. Whenever you get hurt, Mommy is going to be here beside you. I'm going to help you put the pieces back together. You know that I adore you, that I would never do anything to harm you. Mommy is always going to be here for you. Mommy's always going to support you. I'm always going to love you. Even if you have a crippling phone addiction, that's something we can work on together and you can get better at. Maybe we make a new rule. Well, you did have more fun with me than you did doom scrolling, right? So, that makes Mommy right yet again. So I am going to implement a new rule. If I catch you doom scrolling or you recognize what you're doing, your job is to find me so that I can help distract you before you induce some sort of an anxiety attack. Do you think you can handle that? Only time will tell, baby. I believe in you. This is all for your own good. Even if you don't like the new rule, you know that deep down, something needs to be done about your phone time. You don't need to be spending so much of it on it. It only makes your head hurt. It's not good for you, baby. The only person who should be making it hard for you to think is mommy.